Well, it's been a big time over there in America with all the NBA free agency, the trades, the manoeuvres that are going on between club to club. And the man that is all over it is Dick Fain from Radio KJR over there in Seattle. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. What an amazing last few days. You have 8 All-Stars signing contracts, 4 of them changing teams, 3 All-NBA players changing teams. That's the most ever, and that's even before Kawhi Leonard. So it's just amazing amount of money that the NBA has been shelling out, but they're a very, very popular league now. They are definitely a league on the upswing without question.
What trade has surprised you the most?
I think, you know, as far as the signings go, there weren't a lot of trades. I think D'Angelo Russell going to the Lakers was very, very interesting because you've got a situation now to the Warriors. I meant not the Lakers. D'Angelo Russell going to the Warriors is a situation where you now have the Warriors as a team that loses Kevin Durant, but I still think a team that can absolutely compete for a championship once Klay Thompson comes back. They have put themselves in the situation where just because they lost KD doesn't mean they're just going to be an also-ran team in the Western Conference. Now, the Western Conference is going to be very, very tight, and we'll see what Kawhi does when it comes to whether he goes to the Lakers, the Clippers, or stays in Toronto. But right now, you've got as much parity in the NBA as far as the number of teams that can win a championship as I've seen in many, many years. We were talking about on the air yesterday, we said as many as 11, possibly 12 teams we thought could legitimately stake a claim that they are a contender for the championship next year.
What about the Brooklyn Nets? Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, geez, they've signed well.
Yeah, they're loading up, and it was a huge slap in the face to the flagship franchise in New York, and that's the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are probably the poorest-run franchise and have been over the last 20, 25 years since James Dolan took the franchise over from his father. You take a look at what you could have in New York. They've got everything going for them, and they have not been able to land anybody really of note. And their crosstown rivals, the Brooklyn Nets, who've only been in Brooklyn for less than 10 years, get both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as a package deal. This was something that I think was talked about a long, long time ago between the two. There's the famous video of them kind of covering their mouths during a game and talking to each other on the court. And, you know, Kyrie kind of wants to return to basically what his home is and bringing Kevin Durant with him. Now, obviously, they're not going to be a title contender this year probably because Kevin Durant's not going to be ready to be 100% this year. But certainly you have to consider the Nets a title contender for years to follow.
Kawhi Leonard, what's he up to?
That's a great question. That's really the only domino left to fall, and it was going to be interesting to see whether it was going to be the first domino of free agency or the last domino, and certainly it has become the last domino, he has just not decided yet. Toronto, Clippers, Lakers, those are the three teams. There's a lot of talk right now. Well, if he goes to the Lakers, it's just going to be another Warriors situation. You can just give the trophy for the next 3 years to the L.A. Lakers. I'm not really in that camp, guys, because I don't see, you know, they would be obviously 3 of the top 5 to 10 players in the NBA on one team, but you really don't have much else. You really have 4 players, and the rest are going to have to be minimum salary guys. And we've seen what happens when you don't have depth in the playoffs. You can get burned. So while the Lakers should be the favorites to win the championship if Kawhi Leonard signs with them, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. And, in fact, you know, I'm kind of going to be the same with the Lakers that I've been with Golden State throughout the years. I'm just not going to bet a 1-to-1 to win the championship, particularly when you have so many other teams that are really loading up and look championship ready.
Ben Simmons signs, re-signs, with the Philly Sixers. With his signing and some of the other signings that they've made, Dick, how are they looking for next season?
I think Philadelphia looks very, very good, guys. I mean, they signed Tobias Harris 5 years, 180. They signed now Ben Simmons, 170. They are going all in, and they should go all in because they should be the most talented team in the Eastern Conference. Now, if Kawhi stays in Toronto, you have Toronto right there. You still have Milwaukee right there that's getting more mature and better, and they're going to be ready to potentially win the Eastern Conference. But I liked Philadelphia last year along with Boston. Those were my 2 favorite teams last year. It worked for Philadelphia. Remember, it took a Kyrie or Kawhi, four bounce off the rim and then in just to get Toronto past Philadelphia. That's how close that series was. And now if Kawhi goes away from Toronto, I would consider Philadelphia the favorite to win it in the Eastern Conference and represent that conference in the finals, even ahead of Milwaukee. I really, really like Philadelphia, and I think I'm going to be kind of cheering for your boy Ben Simmons and the 76ers this year in the East.
Mate, we're sort of excited by the United States currently 2-1 up over England. We're into injury time. Has the United States of America sort of embraced the Women's World Cup or not?
They've embraced it, but they've also been divided, guys, because of, Megan Rapinoe has been very, very outspoken, more so than maybe any other athlete we've seen, kind of the anti-Trump sentiment. So there's a big part of the United States, obviously, that is tremendously anti-Trump, and so they're all on Megan Rapinoe and really supporting this team and supporting her cause. But then there's a very conservative side, particularly in the middle of the country. You get away from the coast and you get into those red states that are very pro-Trump, and they don't really like her, and so they're probably putting their allegiance for Donald Trump maybe even ahead of their allegiance over to the U.S. Women's National Team.
Right.
Yeah, Dick, just got a text message come in about Zeke Elliott. Is he meeting the NFL commissioner today or something, is he?
He is. He is meeting
will he be
the NFL
suspended?
Commissioner. We don't know yet, but he said he actually released a statement. It said, earlier today I met with the commissioner to share with him what occurred in Vegas and what I've learned from that incident. He says, I'm working hard to make better decisions and live up the high standards that are expected of me. I failed to do that, and I made a poor decision. So he's obviously admitting guilt for something here, and so I wouldn't be surprised if something were to come down against Ezekiel Elliott here. We just don't know what that is at this point.
You're a good man. Thank you, Dick.
See you guys. Talk to you next week.